happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right.
Two guys with beards, one guy with sideburns and a soul patch. A podcast about American craft beer for beer lovers all across the country. From Boston to Dallas to Las Vegas, this is Beer Coasters.
1 year of beer.
Yes.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is our anniversary show. This is The Beer Coasters,
Woo-hoo! A
weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston. Joining me this week is...
Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Chris from Dallas, Texas.
Chris forgot where he was for a second.
I remember.
This is our anniversary show.
I try to forget, but...
Oh,
just kidding.
Ooh, take that, Texas. So yeah, this is our anniversary show.
Yeah.
We got anniversary beers to drink.
That's right.
See how clever we are?
Oh, is that... I get it now.
Oh, now you understand?
Beer Coaster Chris is catching on slowly, but he's with us now. For our fermentation conversation this
Squirrel.
Week, we are trying... What was that?
Nothing. Keep going. I was just trying to throw you off.
Damn!
For our fermentation conversation this week, we're trying Sierra Nevada's 30th anniversary ale.
Sweet.
And our hop topics are going to be a little different this week. We're going to kind of do more of a retrospective conversation about some... different beers and different shows and whatnot. But we do have more beers in our tasting flight. And Toby, what are you trying this week?
I am trying Carl Strauss's 21st anniversary ale.
Another anniversary beer?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sensing a theme.
How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm going to go a little bit further back than this 30 and 21, and I'm celebrating 100 years of Shiner.
Whoa.
I'm drinking the Shiner 100 Commemorator.
Sweet.
Jeez, nothing like making our 1 year of beer.
Yeah.
Seems
so small.
Nothing like making
He's
us
so
beer
small.
Less than. I'm going to try Amagang's Chocolate Indulgence. It's their 10th anniversary ale.
Whoa.
So it's a chocolate stout, and I am excited about this one. Bow shout.
I would
be too.
Let me
get our tweet of the week. And last call. But right now, we're going to drink some beer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Waiting all year.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, this is a fermentation conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris, your turn.
30 years, bitches.
Welcome to our fermentation conversation this
Thanks.
Week. As we mentioned, we're trying Sierra Nevada's 30th anniversary ale. And I'm kind of excited about this one because this is a stout, and I like stouts. This is not only a stout, but it's an imperial stout, I believe.
Ooh.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
I believe it is. Yeah. Cool.
So
this beer is from Sierra Nevada Brewery. Their website is www.sierranevada.com. In 1979, Ken Grossman built a small brewery in the town of Chico, California. And Sierra
Sweet.
Nevada Brewery was born. This beer is 9.2% ABV. Rate Beer rates this 99 out of 100 overall and
Whoa.
A 90 out of 100 to style.
Whoa.
The Beer Advocate users rate this an A-, and the Allstrom Brothers rate this an N-A, as in not available, as in they were too busy to try this beer again.
But not us,
not
right?
Us. That's right. We got plenty of time. Let's crack it.
You mean cork it.
Cork it, crack it, unwire it, defoil it, whatever you gotta do.
So just a quick, it's not
the
just
cork ain't coming off quick.
It's the Sierra Nevada 30th anniversary Fritz and Ken ale. They're doing several of these throughout the year, not just this one anniversary ale. I think it's...
Right, they're doing three or something,
right? It's either three. I think it might be four.
Oh, wow. I
think. Who are Fritz and Ken?
Well, I know who Ken is. Fritz, I'm assuming Ken is mentioned. Ken Grossman.
And Fritz would be Fritz of Anchor Brewing.
Fritz Maytag.
Really?
So it's a collaboration anniversary ale.
See.
Pretty cool. A collaboration of pioneering brewers. If anybody knows, you know, Fritz Maytag with Anchor, they've been around since the 70s. The actual brewing company has been around for like 150 years. But when Fritz Maytag took it over, he kind of was the groundbreaking craft beer brewery in America. He was one of the only ones that was fighting the big three that were so popular at the time.
Anchor,
and then
Porter,
not
rocks.
Too long after that came Sierra Nevada.
See.
Cool. And I think Ken Grossman always looked up to Fritz Maytag. He was like one of his idols or something like that.
A true American idol. So, yeah. So, some of the other anniversary, the 30th anniversary ales that they have coming out there.
Dreadful.
They have the, of course, the Fritz and Ken Ale, which is the first one. Then they have the Charlie, Fred, and Ken's Lager, which is another collaboration used from Charlie Papazian.
Sweet.
And Fred
Now
Eckhart.
That name sounds familiar. What's that from? Papazian.
He's the head of the Brewmasters Guild. Or the
and he's,
Brewers
he's
Association.
The, he wrote the Joy to Brewing and stuff. Joy to Home Brewing.
Yep.
Quite a guy.
And I don't remember who Fred Eckhart is.
That sounds familiar.
I think he's just another...
Alma Gang?
No, he's just another writer. Okay. Just another writer.
Another guy.
Oh.
No, he's...
he's just another human.
A beer guy.
Just another beer guy. And then the third one that they're doing is the Jack and Ken's Ale with Jack McAuliffe. And he's from New Albion Brewery in Sonoma, California. That's going to be a barley wine. And then the last one that they're doing later this year will be the Brewer's Reserve Oak Aged Ale.
Nice.
So look for those coming out this
year.
So
when we poured this, we got a nice, I mean, I got huge head, right? You guys were probably overflowing.
Yeah, suck it.
Yeah, still am.
But look at that retention.
Yeah,
I mean, this
not
is
going
like
down at all.
Freaking dollop of. It looks like a root beer float.
It's like, it's like big and tan, like whipped cream.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really, really dark. Nice tan head.
I don't see any highlights
on the nose. You know what's awesome about this nose and the fact that we're doing this on our anniversary show?
That it's got roasted roastiness.
Roastiness all over the place.
Yes. Super roasted.
There's this
roastiness.
Really earthiness to it too.
Some smoky roasted roastiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, smoky, earthy.
When I first poured it into the glass, I got like almost like a banana. Almost like a banana bread, but now I'm getting much more of like a
it smells like a
smoky
campfire.
Molasses.
Yeah, coffee, roasted roastiness.
Mm. Yeah, very dark roast coffee.
Oh, dude, that smells good.
Some chocolate.
There's also this I don't know.
Something.
It's like almost like a musty, dusty, powdery. Maybe it's that kind of powdered chocolate.
Mm. It's definitely like a bitter sweet.
Yeah.
Kind of the scent of a
Baker's chocolate.
Sweet coffee.
Okay. Time to take a sip.
Gotta take a sip.
Okay, we can take a sip. I already cheated. I already took a couple.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Wow.
That is tasty.
Some good roasty malt in this one.
You guys pick up on the citrus? There's like orange zest right up front. There's this kind of orange zest, and then it rolls into that roasted smokiness.
Mm. Yeah, and there's a little bit of...
Yeah, it's got a little bit of that hop bitterness in there. Get a citrusy hop.
Yeah, absolutely. On the finish, there's definitely some citrusy hoppiness in there.
Major kind of roasted coffee.
I'm going to steal a Toby word and say that there's a little bit of astringency in here.
From
like a really dark, dark malt.
Alcohol warming. That head is amazing.
I know, it's still just sitting there.
Yeah. You could eat it with a spoon.
Not a bad idea. We'll be right back after these messages.
I think I'm doing my food pairing right now. A bowl of ice cream and just take... Just take... Grab a spoon and just plop some of this on top of your ice cream.
Yes, there you go.
The head on this bad boy.
Fantastic
cappuccino
shake.
Oh, I mean...
That too. Man.
It has kind of a real... It has that thick mouthfeel, so you can kind of tell that it's this really imperial stout. But then it kind of... The edge kind of goes away a little bit.
Yeah, it's thick and creamy, but not oily.
Well thought out. It's funny that you say that, yeah, because it does have a very creamy slickness to it. But it's not... I wouldn't say it's oily. You're right. It's...
No.
It's quite smooth.
It's delightful.
They also say that it's good for aging. I could see this being really good in about a year from now. Because you
like
pick up on that
really
alcohol.
Well.
It has that nice alcohol warming, but it's not too overpowering in the flavor.
Would you guys pair this with anything?
I believe I already did.
Did you? I didn't hear you.
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh, all
right.
And,
Or Chris said cappuccino.
I would go with the tiramisu.
Yeah, tiramisu with cappuccino, and oh yeah, that's good.
I was thinking more like a seafood, like a plate of like steamed mussels or something like that. Would be pretty good with this. A really kind of roasted flavor might go good with a shellfish. Not that I eat shellfish, so maybe I'm just kind of BSing on the pairing here. Get away from the desserts.
It's funny
how I think
how...
this in itself is a good sipper for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how beer would make you eat shellfish.
Or drink it, as the case may be.
It just might.
Yeah.
It just might.
Or drink. Yeah, that's right. With his
yes,
oyster
stout. Yes, I had my oyster stout. That's the closest I'm going to get to a shellfish for a while. But
I want to try that.
What do you say?
That's
it for Sierra Nevada's 30th anniversary Fritz and Ken's Imperial Stout.
Snap a doozle. Or should I say, bazinga?
Oh, geez.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Hop Topics.
Tibbies.
Sorta. And for this week's Hop Topic, the hoppiest topic this week is our website. That's right, folks. A website that works. A working website. Yes. That's right.
A working website.
It actually works. We got a new website. It's pretty cool. Check it out. You might even be checking it out right now.
Same URL. It's still...
You're listening to us.
Yeah.
Yes. You're not checking it out right now, check it out right now.
And check it out because we got a guest book and you could send us backwash like right on the site and it like loads and it works.
Yeah, that's but the most important.
But we had
that
all
is
that,
key.
We had all that stuff before. What's new? Not,
what's new?
New?
It's loading.
Oh well, yeah. There's that.
the functionality is new. You can see our Twitter feeds on there. We got pint ratings, which we're still kind of in the process of tweaking a bit. We get the backwash on there. We have a forums page. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're just going to start
forums
throwing questions out
cool.
there, and you guys are just going to start discussing, and we'll most likely make it a section of, our podcast each week or we'll talk about stuff. We'll grab stuff from the forums and backwash page and all that. That would be pretty cool.
Well, and in addition to that, part of the new website design will also lead into sort of how we're restructuring the show, and that we're going to have a Hop Topic segment section on the website. And what we'll do is every week we will post in that Hop Topics segment section a topic, and then we want you guys to go in and sort of give your thoughts on the topic, okay? And then on the following week's show, we're going to use that as our Hop Topic, and we'll bring in your guys' discussions and your guys' comments on that topic in addition to our own.
And by your guys',
so it's your chance to sort of be part of the show.
Just, you know, masks and stuff like that. We mean like you guys.
Masks?
Get it? Guys's.
Guys.
Masks.
Guys.
So one of the other things that people have been requesting is the pint ratings and getting them on the websites and website. And so now you'll be able to go on there and search for all of the beers that we've done and find the pint ratings on what each one of us gave them.
Yeah. It's going to be...
We have a little a beer books segment, sort of what we use, our tools that we use for the podcast and books beer that we've tools. Read. And you can there actually you click through there and buy them on Amazon, and maybe
you can,
we'll get a little kickback on that. So
maybe you can slap some beer knowledge on our asses and send some backwash from the beer books
that's
that you're
right.
ordering from Amazon.
Yeah.
So... And also on the page where the podcast is listed, there's a little widget on each podcast where you can actually listen to the widget right there. You can listen to the episode right there on the page.
That's pretty cool.
I'm very proud of that. So I'm gonna hype it
very hard on that. And it works.
Yeah.
It works.
And it works.
As a matter of fact, if you're on the website, you could be listening to us that way right now.
Right now.
Or right now.
Trippy.
Or if you want to stop this and go to the website and use the audio player, we'll wait if you want. We'll wait
Don't
right
stop.
Now if you want to go do that.
Okay, wait.
Don't stop. Just go to the website, get it.
Okay.
Don't stop. Okay, let's crack some beers.
Yeah, we have been sipping on these beers. Actually, the Sierra Nevada are still sipping on it. And it's still
but
very
we also have
gross.
Our other beers yes. to drink as well.
It's true. We do have more beer because this
yes,
is a show
do.
About beer. So let's drink some more.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we? And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
So we're doing something a little different this week, and we're gonna do sort of a combination tasting flight, where we're all gonna give a brief description of our beer and all crack them at the same time, and then we're gonna continue talking about our sort of retrospective that we started here a few minutes ago, and and we'll sort of give our insights into the beer that we're drinking as we talk about the beers that we've drunk in the past.
Yeah, and we've been drunk in the past. Definitely.
So tell me, what are you trying this week?
This is Carl Strauss Brewing Company out of San Diego, California. They've been brewing since 1989. This is their 21st anniversary.
Another number.
Of course, being 89, 2010. CarlStrauss.com, K-A-R-L. Strauss. This is a Belgian strong ale coming in at 10.2% with 28 IBUs. Rate Beer gave it a 93 out of 100 with a 78 out of 100 to style. Beer Advocate users gave it a B+. The Alstrom Brothers gave it an A-.
Whoa.
Sweet. And something cool about this beer, it uses three different kinds of yeast.
Whoa.
Sweet.
That's a lot of yeast.
So for Yeasty my beer sweetness. This week, I'm doing the Shiner 100 Commemorator from Spotzel Brewery.
Spotzel.
Out of Shiner, Texas. Their website is www.shiner.com. This is a Doppelbock, weighing in at 6.7% ABV, has a beer rating of 59 out of 100, and the Beer Advocate users gave it a B with nothing from the Allstrom Brothers.
I'm going to try Omegang's Chocolate Indulgence. It is a Imperial Stout brewed with real Belgian chocolate. This is their 10th anniversary ale, and this is actually from 97 to 2007, so this is 2007 beer. It's been aged actually at the brewery, and Omegang Brewery is out of Cooperstown, New York, which is part of, at least now, it's part of the Duval Morgut. I never know how to pronounce this stuff right. The Morgut Pers Belgian Brewery, whatever that whole group is. And their website is www.omegang.com. That's OMMEGANG.com. This beer is 7.0% in the Beer Coaster Spirit. Rate Beer rates this a 96 out of 100 overall and 95 out of 100 to style.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Allstrom Brothers have not weighed in on this beer.
Wait a minute. It's 95 to style, but it's a Belgian chocolate stout?
Yes, I know. There's got to be.
How many Belgian chocolate stouts are out there?
So I don't know how that
one crack them, bitches.
Must be pretty damn good.
Yeah, okay.
Crack them.
Well, I got to uncork mine because it's actually the same type of corking system that Sierra Nevada had with the wires and the cork and the thing and the jello pudding and the...
Woo, baby.
Cheers.
That's pretty.
Oh, yeah. Belgian chocolate goodness.
Mine's actually, the Carl Strauss is actually brewed with Zinfandel grape juice, which is
how come you always very interesting. Drink all these girly beers?
Oh, come on.
Acai berry.
It's a Belgian strong.
Yeah, what's next? Jasmine flowers and...
Well, now that you mention it, no.
All right. Actually, very similar. Mine is very similar in color.
It's similar.
Similar.
Mine's kind of like a nice reddish amber. About a finger of off-white head.
Yeah, I got about 2 fingers of head and a little copper color.
To quote the podcast of yore, I'm going to say I have about a Yeti finger and a half.
Nice.
Whoa.
That's back when I was funny.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So...
Wow.
So we're gonna continue sipping on the beers here, and while we kind of go over some other stuff, we wanted to talk about kind of the beers that we've tried over the past year, and talk about specifically the highest rated and our lowest rated. Oh, so I guess you guys want to go through the
sediment on my leg.
Nah, baby, that's just sediment.
Just sediment.
You guys want to go through the fives first?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll mention the fives I gave. I gave, for the Porter Show, I gave the Anchor Porter 5 pints. I also gave the Lost Coast Downtown Brown 5 points. That was on our Brown Ale show.
I gave the Anchor Porter
5. I didn't give too many fives. I think you guys gave a lot more fives than I did. I think I was a lot more critical for some reason.
Trying to say that we're easier than you? Huh?
Maybe.
I also gave a lot more low rated. I gave out the lowest rated.
Yes, you did.
In fact, I think I gave out the 3 lowest rated.
Wow. Yes, I see them all highlighted in red here.
Yeah. That's how good my year has been.
Selections.
Yeah.
For the Oatmeal Stout show, I gave the Alaskan Oatmeal Stout 5. I gave Sierra Nevada Celebration 5, of course, yes. Go figure.
Yeah. No surprise there.
And I gave Speakeasy's Double Daddy, their Imperial IPA, I gave that 5 pints.
In hindsight,
I think I gave
a few fives myself. I gave a 5 to the Porter as well, the Anchor Porter on the Porter Show. Porter's one of my favorite styles. I really like Anchor Porter. also Victory's Hop Devil on the IPA show. I really like that. And I think we all...
Wait, hold on.
Even
what?
Though we didn't give it a...
You didn't give a five what? To the Anchor Porter?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I gave it a 4.5. I'm not sure why I robbed it a half a point. It's one of my favorite porters. That's right. I didn't. It was Toby that gave it a 5. The on the IPA show, the Victory Hop Devil, I gave a 5. And interestingly enough, the Dogfish Head, we're all I just noticed that we're all exactly the same on the Dogfish Head 60 minute. We all gave it a 4.5. I know we're supposed to just be talking about our fives here, but
it's all good.
I gave the Rogue Hazelnut Brown a 5. I'm a gang, Three Philosophers. I'm a little biased on that one because Three Philosophers is kind of a sense memory thing for me, like trying that beer with a bunch of people. So,
that was it.
Give it a little extra
bump Liars Club, right?
On that, yes, the Liars Club.
I was there
in
was,
San Diego, California. We don't say that enough on the show. I gave Southern Tears Pumpkin a 5. In hindsight, I would totally rate that differently. It was too candy. It's almost like a candy pumpkin. A little too sweet. But if you like that sort of thing, it was definitely a very pumpkin-y beer. That was way back Halloween. That was that long ago. I think that's it for the fives for me. I gave Stone Double Bastard a 5.
That was an interesting show because this Stone Double Bastard, I gave it a 5, you gave it a 5, and Toby gave it a 3.5.
It's one of those beers that's just too much for me. You know, maybe I'm just weak.
Oh, the metal shards make my throat bleed. Wah.
There's metal shards in Double Bastard? Oh, no wonder.
That's Pabst Blue Robot. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
The Anchor Christmas, I gave a 5. I think that's like one of the best, like, holiday beer. I know you guys like what is it, Celebration? I think the Smoke Celebration. I think this is like one of the best seasonal holiday beers there is, in my opinion. Allagash Grand Cru, I give a 5. Man, am I going crazy with the fives here? Stone Russian Imperial Stout.
You went crazy with the fives, man.
I gave that a 5. And I think that's it for me and the fives. Nope. Oh, I did give Ithaca Brewing Company's Old Habit just recently a 5. The Excelsior series beer.
Oh, I missed one for me. I gave Rogue's Chocolate Stout a 5.
That's a good one.
So for my 5-pint ratings over the course of the last year, I'm like Mike. I tend to give a lot of fives, probably more than I should, but I'm okay with that. Although it did take me up until episode 6 to give my first 5, and I would say it was a pretty good 5.
Bad coaster, you know.
So the first 5 that I gave out on the show was the Rogue Hazelnut Brown Nectar, which
it's good stuff, man.
An awesome beer.
For some reason, I only gave that a 4.
Yeah, because you're f***ing high. the next one would be the Boulevard Saison, which, if y'all remember, I did the sort of updated version of that on a couple shows ago. Didn't rate quite as highly the second time. The next one would be the Great Divide, and Toby, you put in here that it's the Great Divide's Yeti that I gave a 5 to, and I'm pretty sure that it was the Oak Aged Yeti that I tried on the show, I think, if I remember correctly.
I might have just been shorthanding, you know, typing it.
But there's a difference. There's the Yeti, and then there's the Oak Aged Yeti, and I gave a 5 to that one.
Yeti's got wood.
The Omegang Abbey, I gave a 5 to. Really enjoy that beer. Rogue's Shakespeare Stout, I gave a 5 to. The Aloha Plenty, which you guys only gave 4.5 to, and I'm still amazed at that. The Aloha Plenty is just freaking awesome. I love that beer.
You missed the Avery Mephistopheles on the Stout Show.
Oh, yes. The Mephistopheles.
Speaking of which, what did you rate The Beast?
What was that?
What show was that?
Was that the Imperial Show?
It was the Grand Cru. And that one I also gave a 5 to.
Yeah. Nice.
The Sierra Nevada.
Which one did you give a 5?
The Beast.
That's right. That's the only way to say it. It really is.
The Sierra Nevada Celebration, I gave a 5 to. The Stone Double Bastard, I gave a 5 to. That was two big weeks surprise. In a row I had 5s. That was nice. Yeah, big surprise.
Oh, Chris was in a good mood for 2 weeks in a row.
Stone's Russian Imperial Stout. Dogfish Head's 90 Minute, I gave a 5 to. May not have given it to the 60, but I did give it to the 90. It's just an awesome IPA. The Flying Dog the Raging Bitch, which is like my current fave, I also gave a 5 to. So
you said fave.
Those were my 5s for the year.
That Imperial IPA show, man, we had 3 5s in that show. 3 different
jeez,
beers.
What are the? What are we, the Rate Beer podcast?
I know, we talk all this smack about Rate like, Beer and their the super hoppy beers.
Like, oh, IPA, give it a 5, give it a 100. Yep, I guess we're biased too. It's that San Diego in us.
Yep.
Yeah. So for the low rated beers.
I think I was too nice.
I might have been too nice too. It's so funny because I'm so middle of the road. I don't want to give something too good or something too bad because I don't think I gave out too many. The Hefeweizen show, which was episode 3, I gave the Marin Hefeweiss 2 pints.
So you did the 2. That was sort of our first like low rated.
Yeah, that was.
That was our first low rated show because Mike also gave a 2.5 on the UFO from Harpoon. A couple weeks later, we had the summer beers, and I had the immense privilege of trying the Leinenkugel Summer Shandy.
Summer Shandy.
Which I gave a 1.5 to.
Is that even
And the beer? Only reason it got that extra half a point was because it smelled really good. It smelled all lemony and stuff.
Like I said, so does Pine Sol, but I ain't drinking it.
That's right.
Pine Sol smells good?
No? You don't like that pine first scent?
When we did the Sam Adams Long Shot last year,
I remember you guys not liking
I gave the double IPA, I gave that 2 pints.
That's really interesting because that same show, Mike gave it a 4 and you gave it a 2 and I gave it a 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was different. I kind of like them. I know that the hops had kind of a real muddy, I don't know. There's something really earthy about the hops. So even though it was a little muddy as far as the distinction of, you know, the hop bitterness and stuff. But I don't know. I still like that beer. I'm still defending it even now. I don't see that I rated anything. The Thomas Hooker Watermelon, I rated a 2. Although I thought it was like a refreshing summer beer. You know, for people who don't like beer, that would probably be a good summer beer for them. I don't think I did it any justice with that comment. But what did I rate? I know I had something just recently that I said was probably the worst tasting beer I've had so far. And I can't find it. It wasn't the
when
heart.
We did the pumpkin show. I gave Buffalo Bill's Pumpkin Ale 2 pints, which I'm not even sure why I was that generous, because to this day, that is one of the worst beers I've ever had. Not including Miller Lite and, you know, any kind of malt liquor that I've had.
We don't count those.
But as far as the craft beers that we've done on the show, I gave it 2 pints, and I'm not even sure why.
I'll tell you why. Okay. It's because you were waiting for me 2 weeks later to try the Abita Pecan Harvest to be able to give it a 1 pint rating. The lowest rating we've given out.
Yes, the lowest.
That's got to get some kind of honors of some sort.
And the only reason it gets a 1 is because I guess if it has a water and yeast and is brewed in some sort of fashion, it gets a 1.
Yeah. Well, that's in a bottle. That's generous of you.
Yeah.
He didn't scoop it out of a well or out of somebody's shoe.
And then a few weeks later,
he actually paid for it.
Don't remind me.
That's what hurts. That's what hurts the most.
That does hurt. Because then a few weeks later, we had our unique ingredient show, and I had another. I had the Twisted Pine Billy's Chilies.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
oh, yeah.
When I drank it, tasted like I was just eating a bowl of chili or chilies, not like fresh peppers. Not good. Not good.
And Mike, you weren't a big fan of the Harp Lager when we did the St. Paddy's Day show. I'm not even sure if we can categorize these as the same as the others, but
I don't know if maybe I just didn't get a fresh case of it or just didn't. I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of the Harp. I really wasn't. Yeah.
How are you guys feeling about the beers you're drinking now?
Mine is very chocolatey, but it's a very bitter chocolate. It's so bitter that it feels like it's got a bitter finish, and it almost feels like it's from the chocolate and not a hot bitterness.
Mine, when I first took a whiff, I have never smelled cheese before, but in this one, I smelled cheese. Like stinky cheese. It's crazy because that's almost all I could smell was cheese. That's kind of what I'm still smelling, with a slight hint of some sort of sweet kind of berry, maybe a grape or something like that in the background. But up front, it's very kind of stinky cheese, which I've really? Never smelled that in a beer before. Yes, it's weird. Very interesting.
And what stinky cheese. I missed what style it was.
It's a Belgian strong, and it's brewed with Zinfandel grape juice and like three different kinds of yeast, Chico and Belgian and
Limburger.
Something else.
Yeah. Limburger yeast.
Champagne. It's Chico, champagne, and Belgian yeasts. So, and it was also kind of it rested on American oak for a while, I guess.
Huh.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't really get too much oakiness.
So for my Shiner 100, I'm getting it's interesting. I get this sort of malty tartness. It reminds me kind of like an apple juice. You know how when you drink apple juice sort of on the middle of your tongue, you get that sort of tart flavor? That's kind of what I'm getting from this.
Mm.
There's not a whole lot to it. It's a pretty standard Doppelbock.
Is it real beefy?
No.
For mine, it's honestly, I kind of don't want to say this, but it's the first thing that comes to mind is this kind of like a wannabe Young's Double Chocolate. It kind of...
Huh.
It seems like that's what it wants to be, but it's not quite that.
Yeah, this Carl Strauss, I mean, even on the tongue, I pick up some of this cheesiness. It's got a good mouthfeel, and it ends with a nice kind of fruity hop in the background. It's not horrible. It's not bad. It's interesting. It's very different, and it's kind of weird, but it's not weird bad. It's not gross. I mean, I'm still drinking it. And I'm like, it's almost like I'm forcing my, not forcing myself, but I'm intrigued to where I'm like, how is this going to be when it warms up more? How is this going to change? I want to finish this, but it's not like I'm like, you know, it's not like I can't stomach it, you know,
maybe,
oh, this is horrible, but I'm forcing myself to drink.
Maybe if I take another sip.
It's just weird.
Maybe if I take another sip. Just one more
maybe
sip.
Maybe the next one.
Nice. It's very weird.
It's Dude, your weird. Beer smells like cheese. Enough.
It smells enough like said. Cheese.
All right, guys.
Thank God.
Think you're about ready to give out the coaster awards for this 1 year anniversary show?
Oh, yeah. Let's do some awards.
Let's do it.
So after much deliberation,
yes,
we've come into a decision. We are giving out.
I should say so.
We're going to give out the roasty for the best beer of the year, and the skunky for the worst beer of the year.
and the not perfect but still awesome award.
And then each one of us will give our honorable mention for sort of what we want to consider for the best of the year without it being
something to look out for, recognizes. Something that we feel
or should have been the best.
Was
in my case.
Yeah. Something that holds a special place in their heart.
So we'll start with the skunky.
Big surprise where the skunky goes to.
For the skunky award for worst beer of the year, the winner is...
The winner?
The Abita Pecan Harvest.
Yay!
No surprise there. It was the only one pint rating we had all year.
One pint. Unbelievable.
And for the not perfect, but still awesome award, that would be Dogfish Head's 60-minute IPA. Congratulations, Dogfish Head.
Yes.
Sweet.
Why don't we go through and do sort of our personal faves for the year, and then
honorable mentions.
Wrap it up with the roasty. So, Mike, what was your kind of favorite for the year?
My favorite is Anchor Christmas, and I think it got robbed, and I demand a recount. And that's my opinion, and not only my opinion. That, you know what? That's fact. That's not even opinion. So there. That's how I feel about that.
It's getting angry.
Showing a little bit of that bitter beer face there, buddy.
Oh.
Toby, how about you? Your honorable mention.
Well, I had two that I was going between, but I think I'm going to stick with the Alaskan Oatmeal Stout.
Yummy.
That beer is the bomb. And one of these days, I'm going to have it on Nitro, and it's going to be even more bomb.
Nitro style bomb.
And there's nothing better than even more bomb.
You like a more bomb?
Oh, you like a more bomb.
Oh. So, for my honorable mention.
What about you, Chris?
I keep going back between two also, but I think that I'm going to give it to the Aloha Plenty.
Ooh.
Stone's collaboration.
And you were what? You're going to say Arrogant Bastard was what you were tossing back and forth?
Yeah. What was your other one?
The other one?
You didn't even think of it.
Was the Rogue Hazelnut Brown Nectar.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ah.
Yeah. That's a great beer.
My other one was the Double Daddy from Speakeasy, the Imperial IPA. That was my other one.
Very cool.
But I went with the Alaskan oatmeal.
Woo. All right, to wrap it up, and now to announce the best beer of the year, and the envelope, please, and the roasty goes to Sierra Nevada's Celebration Ale. Sweet.
Riga the Dragon says, just got in busy, night was down, beer again, think I did well, now off to sleep. It's the tweet of the week, tweet of the week, it's the tweet of the week, tweet, tweet, tweet of the week, yeah.
All right, everybody, last call.
This is the last call of the season.
That's right. The 52nd last call.
52nd. 1 year of beer. Can you believe it? We did it. We got through it.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? Not me.
That's great, Mike.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Jeez.
Way to keep the faith.
I got your back.
We'll never make 52.
52? That's a whole year.
Wow. That's almost senior citizen.
although we didn't do a regular tasting flight, quote unquote, this week, we still have some pint ratings for you. Who's first? Toby, what you got for your pint ratings for your fermentation and your tasting flight?
Well, for the Sierra Nevada 30th anniversary, this beer has some serious roastiness and smokiness up the wazoo, not to mention a lot of alcohol. It does mention on the bottle to age it, and I say age it. I say sit on this for about 6 months. The alcohol should mellow out. You might get a little bit more chocolatey sweetness in there. But for now, it's almost too roastiness.
What?
I was waiting for that. Wow. There might actually be too much roastiness in this one. It's good.
Okay.
I don't know.
Of too much, there may be too much beer coasters, and there may be only two in next week's episode.
So I'm going to go with 4 pints. I still think it's really good. I think it's pretty good. Now, the Carl Strauss 21st anniversary brewed with Zinfandel grape juice. This is the weirdest beer I've ever had. Now, if we had an award for weirdest beer, this would take it. It's not necessarily bad. It's just weird. It's funky. It smells like cheese.
Kinda
it
like
tastes kind of like cheese. It's still drinkable, though. It's interesting. It like perks my interest, you know? I'm drinking it, and I'm going, what more does this beer have? It's just weird. So I'm gonna have to go with
my beer smells like cheese. Isn't that weird?
I'm gonna go with a 3, only because it is, like I said, it kind of sparks my interest, and it's just different and weird and funky. Belgian strong. Yeah, there is some Belgianness to it. There, you can definitely pick up on the Belgian yeast and all that. So, 3 pints.
Sweet.
What about you, Chris?
For my pint ratings for this week, for the Sierra Nevada 30th anniversary Ken and Fritz Ale, I really enjoyed this beer a lot. And the fact that you can say a phrase like too much roastiness is like sacrilege on this podcast. So I'm going to give it 4.5 pints. It wasn't perfect. I mean, it wasn't... You know,
still
had
awesome.
Better,
not perfect,
but
still awesome.
That's right, not perfect, but still awesome. Yeah. So that's the Sierra Nevada 30th anniversary. For the Shiner 100 commemorator, it was a pretty standard Doppelbach. Nothing special. Wasn't bad. Wasn't outstanding. It was just kind of there. So I'm gonna give it 3 pints. Out of 5. So it was okay. Mike, how about your pint ratings?
My pint ratings this week for the Sierra Nevada. I'm with you, Chris. I give it a 4.5, but maybe for different reasons, because off mic beer coaster Gina made a good point about maybe it aging a little. And I think if this beer were to age just a little bit, year, 2 years, wherever the case may be, this would be spot on. But I'm giving her 4.5 because I really do believe that with a little bit of aging, this beer would mellow out just perfectly. For the Omegang, I gave it a 3.5. I really do think this is a very drinkable beer, but you get a name like Chocolate Indulgence, and I'm really expecting just tons and tons of chocolate.
Chocolate?
And I'm getting a thinner mouthfeel than I wanted, and just, I don't know, I just don't feel like it measured up. 3.5. I like it, it just doesn't measure up. So 3.5 for that. So that's it. Pint ratings. Our last pint ratings of the season.
Aww.
Do we have any individual shout outs besides our awesomely new website this week?
Yes. KarlStrauss.com. KarlStrauss.
All right.
No. Beer Coaster Toby's down. Call the paramedics. Oh, he's okay. It's just a sharp hiccup. Chris, you get any individual shoutouts this week?
Nope.
No? Cool. Spotsel.
Spotsel.
Normally,
Shiner. I would Shiner.com.
100 years. Yeah. Toby, I'm going to throw this to you. I know it's not, you know, part of the program guide here, but the Aces and Ales promo, if you want to kind of run with that.
Yeah, Aces and Ales, it's here in Las Vegas. It's on South Nellis Boulevard.
South Nellis.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
If you go in, if you roll up in Aces and Ales, tell them that the Beer Coasters sent you, or just mention the Beer Coasters podcast,
like,
you'll get your first pint free. Check
what?
That out. Free beer just for mentioning the Beer Coasters podcast. It's Aces and Ales. You can check them out on MySpace, myspace.com/acesandales, all spelled out.
Yeah, they got like a whole website like built within MySpace. Exactly.
Yeah, they have live music. They've got great drink specials. They're 24/7. They've got a graveyard drink special. And not to mention Carrie Kelly, famous guitar player. He's now playing guitar for Alice Cooper. He's one of the owners of the place. So yeah, go in, tell him Beer Coaster sent you, get your first pint free.
And if you're listening on the day that this comes out, which will be May 21st. This weekend they're having a stone
domination
party.
Like total domination.
Total domination. All of their taps will be stone beers this weekend, so
check it out.
Never before seen beers in Nevada from Stone. It's gonna be pretty crazy.
San Diego and Vegas, baby.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. If you're in Las Vegas and you're looking for craft beer, Aces and Ales is the place to go. It's great beer selection, great people. Cool place to go.
Cool. You know, you can follow us on Twitter. We are Beer Coasters Pod on Twitter. You can also follow our Twitter feeds on our new website. You'll see them off to the right. We've got a little Twitter bubbles, and we tweet, and you can see it.
Sweetness.
It's cool. And, Facebook, you can find us there. Beer Coasters Podcast. We're on Facebook, too.
And you can email us any of your questions or comments or your favorite beer, your favorite bar. We want to know these things. We call it backwash. So send us some backwash at backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also call a hotline and speak into your phone, 972-914-8502.
Sweet. And check out the website, beercoasterspodcast.com. Check it out right now. It's a whole new site. Runs much better. Looks better, more functionality, more features.
Brand new, yeah.
All brand new. And you can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for the Beer Coasters Podcast. Post your comments on the website for each episode. And then you should be able to check the website for the next time on Beer Coasters. We're still working on getting that implemented correctly, but that should be up by the time you guys listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what we're drinking next week. Drink with us.
Yeah, we'll be all next time on Beer Coasters. Don't forget to check out cafepress.com/beercoasterspod. We got some swag there. We got stickers and t-shirts and stuff. And we're going to be working on that as well as our website. So you'll see changes coming up with that as well. But, get your stickers and t-shirts and things. And steins. And tell your friends.
Steins.
Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. We've done this for a year, and we can't wait for to see what this next year brings. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
I want to say a quick little thing before we wrap things up here. I want to thank Toby and Mike for a great year. And honestly, if you guys weren't doing this with me, it probably wouldn't have lasted a year. Because I think it's good that we all push each other. You guys pushing me more than the other way around. But because there's definitely been points when I'm just tired and wanting to give up, and you guys haven't let me. And I really appreciate that because I love doing the show and I love doing it with you guys.
Kicking nice. The ass.
He loves doing it with us.
No, that's cool. Yes, I've very much enjoyed this, and I love the fact that, you know, we're basically across the country from each other, and we can sit down once a week and have a beer, and that's cool. I mean, that's enough for me.
Yep.
Regardless of what this ends up turning into, I'm cool with that.
Thanks, guys. Me too. Thanks, Coasters.
Ditto.
Nice. Sniffle, sniffle.
I want to give a shout out real quick to Melody at Carl Strauss. Thanks again for hooking me up with the 21st anniversary. Melody, Carl Strauss, thanks a lot.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Support your local brewery. Drink local. Happy American Craft Beer Week.
Yes.
And happy anniversary, Beer Coasters.
Don't drink and drive.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. There's metal shards in Double Bastard? Oh, no wonder.
Yeah, I had to suck it.
Oh, you're like a more bomb.